Heather Bell is returning to Ambridge tonight and to a character she first played more than 30 years ago. She will reprise the role of Clary Grundy.
Your cocoa's the one nearest on the tray, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
That's yours with the spoon in it.
Tart.
Heather, welcome. Welcome to the radio.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Where would you like to start?
Well, my favourite piece of today, I'd like to, if I may, just read the very first paragraph of
it.
The headline is, it's from the Mail on Sunday, a 100-year wait, but Chelsea Flower Show finally says, welcome Gnome. It is a controversial and flagrant display of discrimination that has plagued one of Britain's most august institutions for decades. But now, the 208-year-old Royal Horticultural Society has caved in to public pressure and finally agreed to lift its ban on garden gnomes at the Chelsea Flower Show. Officials had previously been accused of taking a snobbish attitude to the ornaments, which many deride as tacky. But this year, on the 100th anniversary of the show, gnomes are not only to be allowed into the grounds, but will be positively celebrated. Celebrities will be invited to decorate the diminutive gentlemen, and a parade of 150 of them will be lined up for official inspection by the Queen.
Heather continues on Radio 4 Extra. Heather, what's your view on this? Are you a gardener?
A bit, yes. I try to be. Yes, I've got a very, very small garden, but I'm very interested in it.
Where do you stand on garden gnomes?
Well, I don't have one at the moment, but never say never.
Heather, yes. Where would you turn next?
Well, there's a wonderful interview in The Observer. Emmanuelle Rivard, who is an 85-year-old actress who found work after many years of not working. she actually was a brilliant star, and she was the star of Hiroshima Mon Amour, which we were all encouraged to go and see when we were at school, and an unforgettable performance in Amour, just brilliant.
Now, I think you're talking about the new film there.
I am, yes.
And so what age is she now, and how is she being reviewed?
She's now 85, and she says that Michael Haneke, who was the director, had seen Hiroshima Mon Amour, and he wanted to see me again after all these years. I was perhaps in his head, she says.
It's Sunset Boulevard with knobs on, isn't it? Absolutely. But it gives such hope to all of us, doesn't it? I'm myself hoping to make a comeback at around that age.
Yes.
But is it something that is true that there are roles for older women now? I think we're always told that that's
difficult. I very much hope that there are, and that there will continue to be. If you look at that film that Dustin Hoffman made, Quartet, there was a lot of speculation about how there will be a lot more work for elderly actors and actresses from now on, so let's hope
she's
so.
She's got a wonderful face, unfacelifted.
She has,
it
yes.
Shows how it...
Okay, thank you very much. And to you, Heather, we're now going to go into a David Mitchell review in The Observer about Leicester and Richard III.
Yes, and what he says is, what Leicester needs to do now is launch a Richard III theme park. Well, you know how naughty he is and how brilliant he is. He then goes on to talk about various places in the country where dreadful historical events have taken place, and he talks about theme parks for many of them, and the one that interests me is the Highland Clearances Designer Village, where he says, maybe in time what once stood for the suffering of an entire nation will come to mean nothing more woeful than heavily reduced designer shoes.